Are y'all ready to count it down? All right. We're going to start off at 10.
That's Birmingham Mayor William Bell speaking to a crowd gathered for the lighting of the new Lyric Marquee back in October. All eyes were glued to the white cursive letters, the audience holding their collective breath. It took a while, but finally, the marquee is lit, a sign of progress in renovating the historic Vaudeville Theater. When the Lyric opened, it was one of the first theaters in the South where blacks and whites could see the same show at the same time for the same price. But it was still segregated. Whites entered the theater on 3rd Avenue North, which had an ornate marquee. Blacks entered through a separate door on 18th Street. Whites entered through the main lobby and sat close to the stage. Black patrons followed a hallway that led to the colored balcony.
So we've arrived in the topmost balcony. This was the colored balcony. You know, because of the laws in the city at that time, it could not be a fully integrated place, because no place was fully integrated. But the accommodation that was made was separate entrance, separate seating.
Glennie Brock works for Birmingham Landmarks, the nonprofit responsible for the restoration of the Lyric Theater and the Alabama State Theater. To call Brock a mere cheerleader for the Lyric is an understatement. She's especially passionate when it comes to the fate of the colored balcony and colored entrance.
I have never wanted anybody to have the sense that we are preserving the colored entrance and the colored balcony because we're like whistling Dixie and saying that, like, we wish we could do it this way again. I have never wanted it to come off as anything other than a recognition of this is who we were.
Birmingham Landmarks has already diverged from history with the entrances. Both now have identical marquees which lead to the main lobby, eliminating any separation. But they are still wrestling with what to do with the colored balcony. And they have a lot of options. The chairs that were installed in the 1940s could be restored. Some of the chairs could be donated to the Civil Rights Institute. Bleachers could be reinstalled. That was the original seating in the colored balcony in 1914.
It's something that we need to be real sensitive to.
Danny Evans, the board chair of Birmingham Landmarks.
We don't want there to be any current separation or segregation or any indication like that. If it has a significance, it has a significance to remind us that those were wounds that we want to be healed, but we don't want to forget.
I don't think we're going to please everybody, but we just want to get it right. We just want to get it right.
But when it comes to historic preservation, how do you define getting it right? It's a tough call, says former Auburn University history professor Wayne Flint.
If you don't put the segregated stuff back in the Lyric Theater, that's basically saying this is the way it was when it was a functioning piece of Birmingham history. If you do leave the segregated seating in there, it's a constant reminder to people who go in there, but no one who goes in there is unaware of what happened anyway.
Flint says Birmingham Landmark's white staff members are bound to experience unease when confronted by the theater's past. Still, he says, it's part of Birmingham's history and can't be ignored.
As an historian, I must confess that what I would tell white people in Birmingham is get over it. You are what you are. Back there, there's nothing you can do to make all that story different than what it is. So what you do is you incorporate it, and then you use it to point out how far Birmingham has moved, and hopefully it has.
Retired historian Dr. Horace Huntley agrees the history of the Lyric should be incorporated in the restoration. As a black teenager in the 50s and 60s, Huntley experienced the segregation in the theater firsthand. Despite those memories, Huntley is looking forward to the reopening of the theater. He says the Lyric could have an important role in the revitalization of downtown, a role it can only play with its doors open. So it's hard for him to understand the fear of not getting the restoration right.
I don't think that there is a need to be that concerned about what it will be. We know what it will not be, and that is what is important to me as a person who grew up in Birmingham. It will not be the same Lyric.
Organizers plan to reopen the Lyric Theater sometime in 2014, the same year as its 100th birthday. They hope the old Vaudeville Theater can become a place for everyone to gather without forgetting the separation of the past. For WBHM, I'm Sarah D'Elia.